setting somewhere in the U.S. several weeks later.
Honor giants at Rushmore, stand tall in Sequoia's heights, are struck dumb by Gettysburg's hail, in awe of Washington's sights. This great U.S. is filled with gifts to thrill from sea to sea. We're proud and humble. We can say that this is our country.
Eternal stone. Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, Jefferson, they helped us stand alone against oppression, injustice, and the slavery of man. They helped us also see our wrongs and right them as we can. Thousand years ago, before Egypt was ruled by Pharaoh's hand, the giant sequoias began to grow right here in this new land. We found and raked them in our greed to pillage, hit and run, but learned a lesson, set it right, preserved for those to come.
Each monument marks the spot where hundreds charged and fell, brother against brother, blue against gray, at Gettysburg's living hell. And yet, it's now put back somehow, Massachusetts with Tennessee, a great heartland wrenched in two, wasn't meant to be. And here we walk the grounds of Washington today, the Capitol and Washington spire, so white against a sky of gray. And on a hill, the unknown sleeps who died to keep us free. Yes, proud are we, and humble too, that this is our country.